Okay, ladies, why is skincare so confusing? I feel like I've used a hodgepodge of whatever the so-called latest and greatest products are, or just whatever my friends were loving at the time. Until I discovered Barefaced. I first started following Barefaced on Instagram, and I've learned so much. The company was founded by a nurse practitioner who is passionate about providing simple, science-backed education, but she also shares valuable insight on both life and business and is a mama of four, and you know we love that. What's really unique and helpful is their team of skincare specialists that you can text for complimentary consults and to answer any skin questions. It's like getting a professional recommendation from the comfort of your couch. This is how I know exactly what to use for my skin type. You can text them too. Their number is on their Barefaced Instagram, and I'll put the number in the show notes as well. The most important thing is to understand your unique skin type, and the Barefaced Skin Quiz makes it easy to figure out in just 5 minutes. Head over to their Instagram at Barefaced to take the skin quiz and to find a wealth of information on all things skincare. Hey, here's the best part. Got it from my mama podcast listeners can get 15% off their first purchase by using code MAMA15. Warner Music's Ian Munzik says his mama was the first cowgirl he ever met. This family's Wyoming ranch roots run deep, and so does the music. Ian grew up tending cattle by day and playing music in the family band at night. He has more than 400 million global streams, and his fan base is about as loyal as they come. Enjoy my conversation with Ian's mom, Trudy. Trudy Munzik, the mama of the Munzik boys, is with us right out of Sheridan, Wyoming, right?
Correct.
It's such a beautiful part of the country. Tell me a little bit more about what it was like to raise three boys on a ranch in Wyoming.
Well, it was great. I mean, it was great. What I had been hoping for was two boys and a girl. So Ian was my girl.
So is that why he's got the long hair?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. When he was born and my mother came out to visit, she brought a, you know, back in those days, women would wear wigs, you know, sometimes. And she had a wig of, you know, fairly long hair. And she put it on Ian one day and brought him into me as a baby and said, "Well, here's your little girl." Well, I wouldn't trade him for the world. So, having three boys has been great.
Tell me a little bit about the boys when they were younger. Were they super competitive? Did they have the same interests, or were they all pretty unique in their personalities?
You know, they're all very unique in their personalities. The two older ones are, I think, 18, 19 months apart. So they were a lot closer when Ian was little, and they kind of, you know, they would tease him and, you know, wrestle with him, but they were always great brothers. You know, the whole family is very close, and they would always take care of Ian. They would fight over who got to, you know, kind of hold him as a baby and who got to, you know, help, but, It was great. In the long run, I'm glad I ended up having three boys, you know, and they've lived their life pretty much outside. It's a little different for Ian since he found his career in music, because that tends to have him inside recording. But I know his heart is in the West and, you know, being outside and feeling free.
So are the other boys still in Wyoming?
They're both in Wyoming. We actually live in a little suburb outside of Sheridan called Dayton, Wyoming. When Ian was little, we lived on the other side of Sheridan, working on a cattle ranch. But the other boys are in Sheridan. They're both into music. They have other jobs. The oldest one, basically, music is his life, and he travels all over the West playing music with his band. Certainly not as big as Ian, but he's definitely made a name for himself. The middle son, Sam, has a family with two little ones, and he likes to stay close to home and be with his little guys. So, but yeah. The most fun is when we're all here in Wyoming in our living room and they're all playing music together. That's what I live for.
Oh, I'm sure. So really all of this started with the Munsick family band, right? I mean, yeah. Your husband is musical. That's how the boys were exposed to music. And they would actually go play. He'd go play places locally with the boys in tow, right?
That's right. I mean, it all started in our living room with my husband, Dave, teaching him piano. And then Sam wanted to play violin. So he had a great violin teacher. And then on the other side of that, Dave would teach him the fiddle. Tris started on piano, and then he wanted guitar. And Ian started on piano, and he wanted guitar, and he's picked up just about every instrument there is and messed around with it. And it just comes naturally to all of them. Thank goodness their father was a musician, because I can't sing a note.
So all that they got from their dad.
They got it from their dad. Yeah.
And they're all multi-instrumentalists, right?
Piano, banjo, violin, fiddle, drums, and all four of, and the three boys and their father all write music as well.
Okay. And that started at an early age for the boys as well?
Yep. They'd sit at the piano and just mess around at it. And then, yeah, that started. And, you know, I think just having their father here, it was just constant music. My living room, I've still got a stand-up bass in here. and that was for Ian.
I've heard Ian tell a story kind of how he got bit by the bug as far as thinking, oh, you know what? I will do this for a living. But he was playing with his dad somewhere about 8 years old, and the tips were going in either, I guess, the guitar case or a jar or something. And he made about $20 into an 8-year old. You know, that's $1,000. Tell me about what you remember of those days of Ian being so little and playing in all these places.
Yep. And as I recall, my husband just reminded me that Ian had to split that money with his father. He didn't get all of it.
Dad was running a serious business here. There's some profit sharing going on.
It is. And they all learned at a young age.
Yeah, exactly. Well, life is, I mean, you guys live in one of the most beautiful parts of the country, and life is a little bit different than how a lot of these Nashville kids grew up anyway. But so when they weren't playing music, what was life like? Were there a lot of ranch chores? Did they grow up doing all the things it takes to run a family ranch?
They did. You know, the horses, we had chickens, we had goats for a while. The horses, cows, and then they would always help during the hay season, cutting and baling and stacking.
Well, Ian said that you are the first cowgirl he ever knew, and now he writes about the cowgirls all the time. So is that how you grew up as well?
Well, my grandparents had a ranch here, my mother on my mother's side, and actually my father ranched out of Cody prior to his marriage to my mother. Okay. So my grandparents were here. So I do have a lot of roots that were here. I spent my summers growing up on my grandparents' ranch outside of Sheridan. And then back east in Pennsylvania, where my folks actually lived, I grew up riding and showing horses. Yep. And my husband moved out here, I don't know, at a young age, and started working on ranches, and that's how he fell in love with the West.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at rootsmusicrambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
I love how people describe Ian's music. And I think one of the press releases or something I wrote, they said that Ian Munsick is bringing the West to the rest of us. I love that phrase. And he really has.
Yeah. He's done a great job doing that, but I like that phrase too.
I feel like one of my favorite things when I listen to Ian's music is the imagery. And I think it is because he grew up in such a beautiful place, but he writes with a real sense of imagery that helps you to paint a picture for the listener.
He does. He does a really nice job with that. And now that he's in Nashville, when he comes and because of the connections that he's gotten through his music, he's traveling all over the West and seeing what ranching outside of our family is all about.
Almost like he's exposing people to what that ranch lifestyle is like by having made the big move to Nashville, which is kind of where I want to go next, because how did a boy that grew up on a ranch in Wyoming end up at Belmont University in Music City?
Well, you know, he went to boarding school in Colorado. And he always knew that he wanted to be in music, always. He wasn't the top of the class, that's for sure, in high school. but he knew. When they were started, I guess as a junior or probably a sophomore, they started looking at colleges within their time at school. And he zeroed in on Belmont, and that was it. That was the only choice.
Wow. Was Nashville always the dream?
Belmont was the dream. And I think Nashville went with it. And we weren't sure, because he kind of messed around in school. And I said, if you want to go to Belmont, you better get your little tail end in gear. and he did. He did. He got in, and that was all she wrote.
He took it very seriously.
Yep. He met Caroline there, his first year there. We were visiting, and he brought her to dinner and introduced him as just a friend.
Did you know better, though? Did you already know?
I think, they already knew, but I didn't, So, just the friend was around all the time. So, and that then has grown into a great relationship with a wonderful little boy.
Yes, the sweet Crawford. And he is is that three grandchildren for you?
That's three grandchildren with another one on the way from Triss's oldest brother.
Oh,
another little boy. Yep.
Oh my goodness. You were just meant to be around all these little boys, I think.
Yeah. Well, I had brothers. I had all brothers, so no sisters.
All brothers, all sons, and all grandsons, right?
Yeah. One granddaughter that's six.
Oh, and she's not spoiled at all, right?
No, not at all. And she's quite the cowgirl. She's already rodeoing.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
That's fun. Is it hard for Ian, as much as he loves Nashville, the passion for it, he and Caroline have built beautiful careers here in Nashville. Is it hard for him with the ranching and the farm lifestyle in his blood to be away?
I I've never asked him, but I know he loves coming back. He loves coming back. And I think eventually they would like to find a place out here, whether it's a second home or whatever. It's not easy flying in and out of Sheridan. So I think maybe down the road as his career kind of matures, that they'll end up out, at least with a place out here, for vacations or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and to get the grandbabies closer to you, right?
yeah, and I hope it's sooner than later.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do. Take me back to high school. I understand that I thought it was interesting that I learned that he was influenced a little bit by the Beatles music, which I didn't think went along with the cowboy lifestyle of Wyoming. So I was a little bit surprised. And then he had a high school band that was not with the brothers and the dad. And was the name Jackalope Tuesday?
Yeah. He was in music involved in music since he was little. I mean, if there were concerts, he was always the one growing up in elementary school or whatever. And it's just, he's been around. I mean, that's just been his life. And plays, like I said earlier, plays all these different instruments. And he had a band. He went to boarding school in Colorado, and he had a band there, of course. He was in band and choir in elementary school here. And then in college, you know, I kind of lost a little bit of track of him, what was happening there, because I didn't, you know, we weren't in close contact. So I don't know what really went down there, but I do know, well, he had a roommate, Carlton, who was also a musician. And they started out on, what's the main street in downtown Nashville?
Broadway, down on Broadway.
Oh, Broadway. Uh-huh. Yeah, and at the Swinging Door. That was his, as far as I know, that was his first real paying job. That's where I remember it starting, the Swinging Door.
Did you ever come down and watch him play on Broadway during those early days?
We came down, we watched him in a contest at the college at Belmont.
Oh, was he in one of the Belmont showcases?
Yep.
Okay, that was a big deal.
It was a big deal, and we brought my mother, his grandmother, for that. Yeah, he's just always played music, always had bands wherever he went.
Do you remember the phone call, like when he got the record deal, and just some of the more exciting things that have happened where he, of course, wanted to make sure that the Munzik family knew?
Well, I think he got a phone call from Warner, I guess. Pretty amazing. It was great. Everybody was so excited. Caroline's had a lot to do with Ian's career and his success.
And she still manages him now, right?
Yeah, she sure does. And she does a great job.
Yeah, and think that they were students who came out of Belmont and both just starting their business and what they were doing, and the way that they've grown this together is pretty inspiring.
I know. And they're still married. What the heck?
Yeah, that friend he brought along. That's right. They worked together and managed to make it work, right?
Yeah. And they've got a great little one.
He's such a cutie.
He is. And hopefully he'll follow in his father's and grandfather's and uncle's footsteps.
Yeah, I think it's in the blood. He may not have a choice.
I hope it's in his, well, it should be in his blood. And,
if you're not using the Core 4 products for long-term skin health, you're likely very underwhelmed by the results of your skincare routine. Think of building your skincare routine like building a house. You need a solid foundation, otherwise your house will collapse. The same thing applies to your skin. If you're not using the Core 4, your skin lacks the resources to be healthy. So what are the Core 4 products? A vitamin C, SPF, an exfoliant, and a retinoid. These four products protect, repair, and strengthen the skin, and they are the first four products that are really worth investing in because they are the powerhouse of your routine. Bare Faced makes it easy to get started with these four essentials with their Bare Necessities Bundle. This bundle can be customized to your skin type when you take the 5-minute skin quiz on barefaced.com. They even break down exactly how to use each product and how to introduce them into your routine. Super simple and effective. Hey, got it from my mama listeners. Get a discount code. Use MAMA15 to get 15% off your first Barefaced purchase.
Tell me about these Munzik family Christmas events. Oh. They still get together at Christmas and do a show, right?
Well, they haven't in the last, 2 years? Because when Crawford entered the world, you know, life changes when you have your start having kids.
Yeah.
So it hasn't always been possible. And with Ian's career taking off like it has, the last 2 years we haven't been able to have it, which has been the community, our community and up into Montana has really, really missed it. Yeah, they did it for 14 years.
Wow.
And Ian was just a little, you know, not very old when it all started. And it was at our local theater in Sheridan. And it was, everybody waited in line to get their tickets. And it was sold out the day after tickets went on sale. I'll pass somebody that I don't even know. They know me because of, you know, the Munzik family, not because of me, but the boy. And my husband, and we'll say, well, when's the Christmas concert? And You got to talk to the boys.
What's it like to see your community there just so supportive? I know of all of your boys because of the interest, and they know that you guys are a musical family. But for the success and the level that Ian has reached, is it fun for kind of everybody in the small town where you live to be cheering him on?
And people love it. People love it. And people that I don't know that know who I am will come up to me and say, what a great deal. What a great family.
And I'm sure that they all keep up with Ian and, you know, his latest album.
Yeah. People I don't know, you know, come up to me, like I said, come up to me and tell me, you know, things that I don't even know about Ian.
Right.
You know, I'm the last, I'm the mother. I'm the last to know.
Isn't that the truth? Do you think that the people of your community and in Wyoming that they do kind of almost feel like Ian is representing them in some way of this Western lifestyle and you know, the pace of life and everything that's just a little bit different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's helped. Definitely, he's supported Sheridan. And people know us now because of him.
Right.
And originally, it was because of his dad, you know, because he always played music. But people, like I said, that I don't even know, ask when Ian's going to do another concert. Although the Performing Arts Theater is too small for him now.
But he's outgrown it.
Yeah, it's got to be the rodeo grounds or somewhere.
Oh, I can't imagine how fast that would sell out if Ian Munsick played the rodeo grounds in his hometown.
I know. You know, and I'm one that, which he gets mad at me about, but it's like, this community raised you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember
don't that. Forget where you come from, right?
Yeah. Yep. Don't forget. And, you know, they might like to hear a little of that music again too sometimes. So
yeah. Yeah. What's it like for you and your husband? Are you able to get out to many shows when he comes back west? Or, I mean, he does a lot of touring.
He does a lot of touring. I actually just saw that he's going to be in Idaho. And I have to look up on the map where it is that he is in Idaho, because I was going to run that by my husband. I was going to run that by Dave and see if maybe we could actually go see him.
Yeah. What's the closest airport to you guys?
We have one in Sheridan.
Oh, okay.
So it's a half hour drive into town. Mm-hmm. And then that only goes to Denver.
Okay.
And then you've got the whole kit and caboodle. 2 hours from Billings, Montana. We're right up on the northern border.
Tell me about the event that I saw some pictures of in Billings, Montana, where the whole Munsick clan was up on stage.
Ian was playing at the Metra, which was a sold out, you know, it's our arena. It's, you know, the big arena in kind of this part of the country.
Yeah.
And they hired him and it was a sold out crowd, and it was pretty crazy because it was local, fairly, you know, Montana's local to us.
Right.
So there was a lot of Sheridan there to watch him. So it was great. It was really fun.
And am I right that he brought out his dad and the brothers to come on stage and play?
Yep.
What was that like for you, Trudy?
Tears in my eyes. Mm. You know, there's nothing I love more than seeing them all, you know, sing together.
Yeah.
And to want to sing together. And they, you know, and each one is their own musician in themselves, and good, very good musicians.
Yeah.
But they each support each other in just an incredible way that, you know, just warms my heart. Yeah. When they were all out there, when Ian invited them out there, it was like I had tears in my eyes. You know, I just even talking about it, I choke up a little bit, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much more than you can ask for than your boys having a close bond and getting to see them use their gifts and talents and all together like that had to be really, really special.
Yeah. And then he had them at the Ryman to come out and sing with them.
Oh, did you get to be there for that?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I don't ever miss it if we're all together.
Okay, so that's the deciding factor right there. Yeah. Oh, the Ryman stage. There's nothing more special than that.
I think that Ian loves, you know, loves playing with them as much as he loves doing it himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if he had a preference and they lived closer, they'd be doing a lot more of that.
Well, I have a feeling that you were also at another big, fabulous stage you played on, the Grand Ole Opry. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that it was great. It was great. You know, I just can't, but you know, I just still have a hard time believing that he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah. You know? Getting the opportunities that he's getting.
Getting the opportunity and staying as humble as he has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he just, it just is amazing to me.
What was it like for you and the family to go behind the scenes of the Opry and get to see all that happens? Yeah. It's such a historic place.
It really wasn't until Ian moved to Nashville. I mean, we've always listened to my dad, Ian's grandfather. He only listened to Western music.
Yeah.
And country Western. He would be so proud of all of his grandsons if he was still alive, but he never got to meet any of them. So, but yeah, it was, you know, the opera is the Opry, you know, you just can't, it doesn't get any better than that.
Did you all get to be there for that?
Yes. Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah.
So, and Ian's grandmother, my mother, any opportunity that she had, she was right there. With watching her grandson. She was their biggest fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all really loved her. So
Ian's been lucky enough to rack up a couple of gold singles now, one of them being Long Live Cowgirls with Cody Johnson. Tell me what that one was like to see the success of that song.
I just couldn't believe it. That one. And then what is it? Long Haul.
Yeah.
I think is the other one. And when we were at the, when we were just there and Ian was playing at, I think it was the Ryman, and Irv presented him with the two gold records, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I'm not part of the music scene. I learned from Ian and my other boys and Dave, and it was like, what? That's my son. Yeah, it was just amazing. And, you know, Irv's been great with Ian.
Yeah.
So Irv Walsey. So, yeah, everybody that has surrounded Ian has been wonderful and helped him get to where he is. He didn't do it alone, that's for sure.
Well, I'm so happy for you. One of my questions I love to ask my guests is, what would you say that Ian got from his mama? We've established that he got the music from his dad, but with the name of the podcast being Got It From My Mama, I do like to know what he might have gotten from his mama.
I think believing in himself and possibly his work ethic.
Those are two great characteristics to hand down, that's for sure.
I mean, you know, I think that's, you know, I like to think that he's gotten that from watching and being around me, whether he likes it or not. You know, I've held all the boys who are now men, you know, to a certain standard. I mean, I believe that that's how they should live their life and treat other people and treat themselves. And I see it in the boys, and I call them boys, they're men. Mm-hmm. But I see it, and I'm just so proud of them raising to keeping those high standards.
As a mom of two boys, I mean, I think that we do have to stop and realize you have raised, and I'm still kind of in the process of, but raising young men, raising adults, fathers, husbands, you know?
Right.
I'm
still working on my husband.
Hey, they're always a work in progress, right?
Yeah. The other three are good to go.
Well, you've done a good job, Mama. And we are all just such big fans of Ian. It's fun to watch his and Caroline's success. And he's just the nicest guy. I've only had the opportunity to interview him one time, but I enjoyed it so much. And that music that he is bringing and that sound that he's helping to make popular, really appreciative of it because I love it myself. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of that is, you know, contributed from his father.
Yeah. Now, does his father critique him a little bit? Does he give advice or let him know what he thinks about songs since he's got that musical ear?
Oh, yeah. He talks to his dad a lot about those types of things. And
Okay. And
I know nothing about music except what I like and what I don't like.
Yes. Yes. That's the only kind of ears that we have, right?
Yeah. So it's all come from his father.
On his new project, White Buffalo, with I think he co-produced 18 tracks. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Do you have a favorite song on that project?
Probably White Buffalo.
Okay. The title track.
Yeah. The title track.
Yeah.
I really like that song, you know, Wyoming and the meaning behind it, you know, is pretty special.
Yeah. The ones that have the nod to his roots are probably the ones that you love the most, right?
Exactly. And he's got some very good friends that are Native American.
Yes.
And so it's a nice tribute to them as well.
Well, Trudy, I've enjoyed getting to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. And maybe one day I could actually meet you in Nashville. Back at the Ryman or maybe Bridgestone Arena or the Opry or something, right?
Somewhere. That would be great. That would be great. Well, thanks for inviting me to join your show. I really appreciate it.
Just a big thank you for joining us again this week. If you are enjoying the Got It From My Mama podcast, will you let a friend know about it? Your recommendations are a huge part of why the podcast continues to grow. Have a great week, everybody. I want to share with you a miracle skincare product that works overnight. Just kidding. If anyone says that to you, run. Skincare takes time and consistency. However, let me tell you about Barefaced Toning Pads. They don't work overnight, but you can start seeing results as soon as 2 weeks after using them. Okay, so who needs them? Everyone. They're skin smoothing pads that help prevent breakouts, remove dull, dead skin, and improve the absorption of your skincare products. Basically, they reveal a more even, healthy glow with every swipe. They're Barefaced's best-selling products with over 2,000 five-star reviews and over 200,000 units sold just in 2022. So a fan favorite to say the least. They literally could not keep these toning pads in stock for the first 2 years after they launched. So if you are looking for an easy first product to get started with, this is a must-have in your routine. Don't forget, you can use the code MAMA15 to get 15% off your first Barefaced purchase.